Unfortunately, I just realized I didn't turn on the recorder. So we missed Dan's speech. You're going to have to do it over again, Dan.
Shall I be walking to my
seat? No, you're fine. And we got the stool out for Misha. I don't know if you know that Dick Corbin built this, and he built a stool that slides in underneath so people who are height challenged have an opportunity to be seen.
Or not as tall, I guess.
Yeah, not as tall. Okay?
Okay. I feel like gratitude is something that hasn't been appreciated, I guess, in the last few years, but it's appreciated to people that like gratitude, I guess, and feel it. So, my mom's friend named Tanda has farms and does a bunch of dinners, probably like once a week, and we go to a lot of them. And at the end, we do a game, and usually that we do a question is what you're grateful for and something random. Something, I guess that kind of has to do with the date or the quality of the day, what you're grateful for, like the best part of the day or something like that. And it has been really, and I guess it just opened up a lot of people to talk about things that they wouldn't talk about other places, I think, or other times. With that, I think it's opened up a lot of people's hearts and stuff like that. And those dinners have been really fun, and I guess it just adds a whole new level. Just go around the table talking. It takes a while. It's just fun listening. So that's one. I think gratitude is something, I guess you could say it's kind of a quality and an emotion, because you can feel gratitude, but you can give gratitude at the same time. So I think gratitude is something that we should work on more, because I feel like we're not doing a lot of it, but we still do it, but I guess not enough. Yeah. I guess also that sorry for all these pauses, I'm just thinking right now. Done with paper or something. But yeah, gratitude is something we should just work on a little more and give and feel, so everyone can feel it as well as give it. Also, I think gratitude at these dinners, actually, we go around, there's about like 10, 15 people, and every single one, I think people talk something, say something that they wouldn't talk about otherwise if it wasn't for that moment and time. So I think these dinners are just not eating and talking. I think it's just really not only doing that, but doing other things like gratitude. Yeah. Gratitude is something that really can be felt, can be said, can be heard. It can be so many things more than an emotion. I think it can be so many things that really can do so many things on many different levels. Gratitude I guess it's something that I've been feeling throughout my whole childhood, which isn't over yet, thankfully. So, I've felt it many times through school, through these dinners, through just playing around, through the UU, which has been a lot. Yeah. So I'm very thankful that everyone, whoever let me talk about gratitude, thank you. And go get some gratitude in you and give gratitude out.
Well, forgive me for reading, but like Dan, public speaking isn't a favorite thing to do or a strong skill set. So a little bit about gratitude in my life. I feel like one of the luckiest people in the world, and I've felt that way ever since I was a little kid. I'm not sure where my attitude of gratitude came from, but really, how could I not feel that way? I live a blessed life. I asked Sean, my wife, for some advice about how to organize my thoughts. She suggested I let my mind wander to a few snapshots from my life that speak to today's theme. She said, don't think too hard about it. Let the images, the feelings, the memories emerge and see what you get. Well, her advice definitely helped. And it illuminated a couple of themes related to the gratitude I feel in my life. So first, the snapshots. Snapshot number one. I'm 4 years old. It's just my mom and me. My mom is divorced, and times are tough. I walk next door to visit our neighbors, Marie and Papa George. I love being there and visit them almost every day. Papa George shows me magic tricks, and Marie plays the piano. Papa George moves a step stool to the kitchen counter so I can eat a chewable vitamin and drink a glass of water with a teaspoon of baking soda in it, just like him. They take me to church sometimes and the occasional revival gathering. They are the grandparents I don't have. They are angels on earth. Thank you, Marie and Papa George. I am so very grateful for your presence in my life. Snapshot number two. I love my cousins, Shanti, Sai, and Finn. We are a girl gang, the Wagner Girls. Sometimes we all live together. Me, my little brother, my cousins, my aunt, and my mom. My mom and aunt are both divorced. And times are tough. Me and my cousins roam the streets and nearby foothills of town from dawn till dusk, looking for adventure, unattended fruit trees and other things to eat, and ways to stay out of our mother's hair. My cousins take me everywhere they go. They take good care of me and keep me out of trouble, mostly. They help me feel brave and worldly and competent. Even all these years later, as we each live our separate lives so far from one another, I am still a Wagner girl. I am so very grateful. Snapshot number three. I'm in the third grade. Elaine Davidson convinces me to join her softball team, and my life as a jock begins. I start with softball, but over the years I play a variety of different sports. When I play, I'm a member of a team, the tribe, the community. I learn about teamwork, and I learn that I can achieve more than I think is possible. When it's time to go to college and my family doesn't have the resources to help, athletics makes it possible for me to go to college and earn my BA. Thank you, Elaine Davidson, for introducing me to softball. Thank you to all my teammates, coaches, and opponents. I am so very grateful. Snapshot number 4. I'm in the 4th grade now. I'm afraid to have close friends because I'm gay. I know for a fact that it's not okay to be gay, and because of that, I'm pretty sure I'll have to live my whole life alone. Through some miracle, Rob Jukic moves into the house next door and becomes my best friend. Rob is a few years older than me, and he's gay too. We tell each other our secrets, and Rob makes me believe I am lovable and worthy of friendship, even though I'm gay. Thank you, Rob. I am so very grateful for your presence in my life. Snapshot number 5. It's 2005, and I'm learning to play the djembe, West African hand drum. I didn't grow up in a musical household, but music has always moved me. Over time, my skill and confidence as a drummer grows. I get to perform in various bands, create 2 different bucket drum bands, and teach percussion in a variety of settings. Drumming leads to more drumming, leads to singing and dancing, leads to more music, leads to joy and joy and joy, and eventually leads me to my wife, Sean. Thank you to my music teachers, students, and bandmates. I am so very grateful. Snapshot number 6. It's 2009, and I've fallen head over heels in love with Sean Phoenix. I've been in love before and was loved well in return, but being with Sean is truly magical. Sean sees me and takes me where I'm at. She inspires me to be the best I can be without expecting me to be someone I'm not. She moves towards me, loves me deeply, and makes me feel like I'm the most cherished person on earth. Thank you, Sean, for loving me. I am so very grateful. As I reviewed these random snapshots and other countless sources of gratitude in my life, 2 very clear themes stood out. First, so much of my gratitude is for the people in my life. It's been the people in my life who make me feel lucky and wealthy and blessed beyond measure. The second theme is grace. All that I hold dear in my life, all that I am grateful for, it all came to me through grace. I didn't do anything special or noble or heroic. I was simply myself. Shy, flawed, uncertain, and fallible. And how amazing is that? There's no way I could have ever known to ask for the people and events that have made my life so rich. Grace alone has given me more than I could have ever wished for. I have been blessed. Angels are all around me. I am so lucky, and I am so very grateful.
Thank you, Dan, Misha, and Stormy for overcoming that fear of public speaking and sharing your stories of gratitude with us. It's been truly wonderful. Thank you so much.